Meeting Your Destiny, Your Hero's Adventure. Now you know what your intelligence equipment is. You know what it does and how it works. You know how to apply this equipment to your current situation and what you must do from your end to implement the strategies and information it has provided to you. Are you ready for what your life might be from now on? It's interesting. When I teach this workshop or do my coaching sessions, how often I have people ask me, "What will I do when I get everything I want?" I often say to people, "Brace yourself. It takes courage to change your life for the better, especially if you've been working on it for a long time to make it happen. And the truth of the matter is, in order for you to create the life that you really want, in order for you to do things better, there may be things, people, jobs, attitudes, even parts of yourself that you may have to abandon or give up. Creating new success, regardless of what area of your life, will require you to become someone other than who you have been up until now. If it didn't require that of you, you would already have it or be it. And if it were really easy, everyone would be doing it. Less than 5% of the people who say they want to change things for the better, or who say they want a greater level of happiness or success, actually do what is required to achieve it. Only 5%. Why do you suppose that is? It's because change, regardless of how awesome or beneficial or amazing it might be, isn't always comfortable. Human beings are notorious creatures of habit, and because of that habitual comfort zone, even if things were to change for the good or evolve for the better, most people will avoid it. Yet we have within us the capacity to create and live lives of amazing beauty, awesome potential, and limitless joy, if we only have the courage to really grasp it. So I would like to view the new changes and even some of the discomfort you might feel moving ahead all as part of a grand adventure. The hero's adventure of you finally becoming who it is you are meant to be. The adventure of you once and for all claiming your destiny. The great American author and philosopher Joseph Campbell, whose revolutionary work in The Power of Myth has inspired every great adventure filmmaker in recent history, including Star Wars creator George Lucas and Avatar creator James Cameron, says, "We are all living our own heroic adventure. Each and every one of us lives a mythical tale that requires that we go through challenges that bend us, break us, and sometimes take us to the edge of complete destruction. As the leading character in our own hero's journey, these trials and tribulations are necessary to bring us to the truth of who we can be when we let go of our fear. And when we learn to use the powerful tools at our disposal, and when we once and for all commit to the journey we have chosen, the journey to a better life." Joseph Campbell speaks of the stages of the hero's journey in this way. They are the same for every mythical hero as they are for you. The ordinary world. This is where you, the hero, exists before your present story begins. It's your safe place, your everyday world where you as a human being do your job, meet with your friends, earn a living, and maybe dream of something better. In the ordinary world, you are surrounded by others who are content with life staying the same as you have until now. In this place, you and they are oblivious to the potential of life and unaware of the adventure to come. Do you recall a time in your life when you were blissfully unaware of the possibilities that existed around you? Are there times when you say to yourself, "If I only knew then what I know now"? Or do you wish that your life were still naively unaware? The second stage is the call to adventure. Your hero's adventure begins when you receive a call to action. It might be something dramatic in your life, like the loss of a job, the end of a relationship, a financial crisis, or a threat to your health. Or it may be just a simple knowing or feeling that something in your life needs to change, and you realize that your ordinary world is no longer enough to sustain you. There is a feeling within you that something is no longer right. You know a challenge must be undertaken and that something must change. You realize as well that this quest may disrupt everything you have known up until now. Can you remember that moment or the many moments when the call reached you? What were you doing or what happened in your life to activate that call to adventure? Have you really ever answered it with all of your heart and soul? The third stage is the refusal of the call. Although you may be eager to accept the quest, and deep within you, you know you must do something, at this stage of the journey, you might have fears that need overcoming, second thoughts or even deep personal doubts as to whether or not you are up to the challenge. When this happens, you, the hero, will refuse the call, and as a result, you might have to pay some consequences somehow. The problems you face or the changes you want to overcome may seem too much to handle, and the comfort of home far more attractive than the unknown road ahead. This is a normal response and is universal for every hero who has ever taken up their journey. You may have tried time and time again to change your life up to now. You may have stopped and started 100 times. But guess what? You're not alone, because so has everyone else. What fears have you had, or do you have now, that keep you from truly leaping into the adventure of your destiny? Have you been able to challenge those fears so they no longer hold sway? What would or did it take for you to realize that you, in fact, have more power than your fear? Stage 4 of the hero's journey is called meeting the mentor. At this crucial turning point, where the hero desperately needs guidance, he meets a mentor figure who gives him something he needs. He might be given an object of great importance, insight into the dilemma he faces, wise advice, practical training, or even self-confidence. Whatever the mentor provides the hero with, it serves to dispel his doubts and fears and gives him the strength and courage he needs to begin his quest. In this moment, at this time, you can consider me your mentor, and that the things you've learned in this program might be your practical training. Have you had other mentors or teachers in your life who offered you guidance or advice when you needed it? Has there been a common theme in their advice to you? Do you recall what it is or was? And how might you apply it to what you are working on right now? The saying always goes, when the student is ready, the teacher or the teaching appears. You are ready. The fifth stage of the hero's journey is called crossing the threshold. With everything you've learned, you are now ready to act upon your call to adventure and truly begin your quest. Whether it be physical, spiritual, or emotional, you may go willingly, or you may have to be pushed. But either way, you will eventually cross the threshold between the world you are familiar with and that which you are not. Leaving the world of the familiar may be leaving a job, a relationship, or situation that no longer sustains you to pursue a dream. Or maybe it's doing something you consider risky or daring in order to challenge your soul. However the threshold presents itself, this action signifies your commitment to your journey and whatever it may have in store for you. Can you recall the moment you stepped across the threshold to walk away from something old and known? Did you need to be pushed, or did you walk willingly? If you are preparing now to cross a threshold of change and new adventure, what will it require for you to actually take the step forward? The sixth stage of the journey is called Test Allies and Enemies. Now that you are finally out of your comfort zone, you, the hero, might be confronted with a series of challenges that test you in a variety of ways. Obstacles may appear across your path, whether they be physical hurdles or people bent on thwarting your progress. You must overcome each challenge you are presented with on the journey towards your ultimate goal. You will need to find out who can be trusted and who can't. You may earn allies and meet enemies who will each in their own way help prepare you for the greater ordeals yet to come. This is the stage where your skills and or powers will be tested, and every obstacle that you face will reveal more and more of your courage and your character. Do you recall a time in your past or in your present where you were tested by people or situations? Were you able to find allies who would assist you? Or did you have to face people who did not understand your path and tried to talk you out of it? How did you resist these people? Did you resist these people? How did you pass the tests? What are you willing to do now in order to overcome these situations that you weren't willing or capable of doing in the past? The seventh stage of the journey is called the approach to the inmost cave. The inmost cave may represent many things in your stories. It might be an actual location in which lies a terrible danger, or it might be an inner conflict that up until now you may have not had to face. This uncomfortable place may involve a meeting with a boss, a conversation with a spouse, or a revelation to a family member. Or it may be something as literal as facing your fear of flying, or of public speaking, or of sharing your voice or work with the world. As you, the hero, approaches this challenge, you will have to make final preparations before taking that final leap into the great unknown. At this point, you may face some of the doubts and fears that first surfaced when you first decided to make this journey. You may need some time to reflect upon your journey and the unknown road ahead in order to find the courage you need to continue. Can you recall times in the past where you felt you were facing a danger, either real or perceived, that was unmanageable? What was it? Were you able to conquer it? Have those dangers since reappeared? What challenges or fears are you willing to face now in the inmost cave in order to achieve your current goal? The eighth stage is called the ordeal. The supreme ordeal may be a physical test or an inner challenge that you must face in order to make the change, or for the world in which you live to continue to exist. Whether it be facing your greatest fear or most deadly foe, you will have to draw upon all of your skills and experiences gathered upon the path in order to overcome your most difficult challenges. Only through some form of metaphoric death can the hero be reborn. Experiencing a metaphorical resurrection that somehow grants him greater power or insight necessary in order to fulfill his destiny or reach his journey's end. This death is you being willing to sacrifice all of your old habits, attitudes, fears, beliefs, and behaviors. The old you will have to pass away in order for the new you, the better you, to take its place. This is where you put everything on the line. This is where you know that if you succeed, life will never be the same again. Do you recognize where you must sacrifice old behaviors or patterns or ideas about yourself in order to achieve your success? What parts of yourself do you know are holding you back? How do you let them keep you small? How do you get in your own way? What are you willing to do in order to discard these aspects of yourself? What do you fear might happen if you were to make these sacrifices? The ninth stage is the reward, seizing the sword. After you defeat the enemies of doubt, fear, uncertainty, and confusion, and finally overcome your greatest personal challenges, you, as our hero, are ultimately transformed into a new state, emerging from your journey as a stronger person and often carrying a prize. Your reward may come in many forms. It might be an object of great importance or power. It might be a secret or a greater knowledge or insight, or maybe even reconciliation with a loved one or ally. Whatever the treasure, which may well facilitate your return to your old ordinary world, you must quickly put celebrations aside and prepare for the last leg of your journey. Have you undergone a transformation or test in the past that resulted in you gaining a reward or great lesson? How did this reward change your life? Have you ever completed a journey to this point? What do you suppose your reward might be in this journey? How will you use it or share it with others? Are you ready and worthy to receive it? The 10th stage is called the Road Back. This stage in your adventure represents a reverse echo of the call to adventure in which you had to cross the first threshold. Now you must return home with your rewards, but this time the anticipation of danger and fear is replaced with that of acclaim, success, and perhaps even vindication, absolution, or exoneration. But your journey isn't quite over yet, and you may still need one last push back into the ordinary world. The moment before you finally commit to the last stage of your journey may be a moment in which you must choose between your own personal objective and that of a higher cause. This is the moment where you get to decide what it is you really stand for. Why have you undertaken this journey? What is your cause? Why have you decided to change your life for the better? What is your ultimate goal? And is it limited only to you, or do you hope it will help or influence others? Why is this so important to you that you have taken up such a journey that would require so much from you? What is the meaning in your heart for all of your effort? The 11th stage is resurrection. This is the part of your journey when you must finally make the decision once and for all that your destiny is worth the battle. This is where you and the old patterns will finally come to fight it out. This is where the old world, the world of the ordinary, is finally left behind. If you can stay committed to the journey and the processes that you'd learned along the way, you will succeed, ultimately destroying all of the old patterns, fears, and trepidations that kept you hidden and small, and you will emerge from your journey, cleansed and reborn. If you are to be successful in your hero's journey and complete your adventure, how will you return to the world? Can you imagine how you might be different? How would you like to be reborn? What influence would this new you have on your old world? The 12th stage is called the Return with the Elixir. This is the final stage of your journey, in which you return home to your ordinary world, a changed and different person. You will have grown as a person, learned many things, faced many challenges, and even viewed the death of your old way of life. But now you can look forward to the start of a new way of life. Your return may bring fresh hope to those you left behind. You may have a direct solution to their problems, or perhaps a new perspective for everyone to consider. The final reward might be a cause for celebration, self-realization, or an end to strife. But whatever it is, it represents three things: change, success, and proof of your journey. Ultimately, you will return to where you started, but things will clearly never be the same ever again. Can you imagine what your new life might be like after successfully completing your hero's adventure and finding your destiny? What do you hope to learn about yourself so as to make it an everyday part of who you are? What do you hope to bring to others? Are you really willing to live a new life where things may never be the same again? If you answer yes, then you are ready. It is your time. If you haven't already, I invite you to answer the call. Your destiny is waiting. Your decision to bring your life to the next level and learn how to do everything better began long before you and I ever crossed paths. Chances are pretty good that your desire to discover the potential of who it is you are meant to be and to use it to improve your life and the life of others has been on your mind for a good long time. I am willing to bet that you received the call to your hero's adventure a long time ago. It is now that you are ready to receive this work and discover your tools and your true power. When the student is ready, the teaching does appear. I am so glad to have been an ally and an assistant on your hero's journey, and I commend you on your commitment and willingness to accept the call to discovering your destiny. You have now, and always have had, access to the only tools you will ever need. As you've learned through all of the aspects of this program, when you set your path and make a choice, when you get your thoughts straight and trust your heart to steer you, even if you do not arrive precisely where you expected to, you will know that you have been massively successful just by virtue of who you have become along the way. Like the caterpillar who must liquefy and completely alter everything in its world in order to become the butterfly, you too have made a commitment to no longer crawl through your life, but rather to fly. I thank you for including me in a very small part of your adventure, and I wish you the ultimate joy, happiness, peace, and success as you continue to reach and strive to do everything better. Have a fabulous journey. The origins of the word courage comes from the word cor, which means heart. I invite you to use your heart well. And I want to leave you with one last thought. The road to one's destiny is not random, nor is it fate. It is determined by choice. Choice led by wisdom, trust, and courage. Have a fine adventure. And thank you for joining me.